USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
What was once Hurricane Delta has now been downgraded to a tropical depression as it dumps heavy rain across northeastern Louisiana and western Mississippi. The storm made landfall as a Category 2 hurricane on Friday, and the cleanup begins in Louisiana.
This is going to be a difficult journey for all of us. So about 6 weeks ago, we had Laura did significant damage to those parishes on the Gulf Coast, Calcasieu and Cameron and others. This path of Delta, nearly the same as Laura. So again, right now we're assessing new damage.
FEMA Director Peter Gaynor speaking there on Fox News. President Trump delivering remarks at what's being billed a peaceful protest for law and order on the south lawn of the White House. Vice President Pence also campaigning in Florida. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden hitting the campaign trail in Pennsylvania. The former vice president and his running mate Kamala Harris have yet to answer the question if they would stack the Supreme Court should Democrats have control of the House, Senate, and the former vice president beats President Trump.
You've been asked by the viewers who are probably Republicans who don't want me continuing to talk about what they're doing to the court right now.
Well, sir, don't the voters deserve to know?
No, they don't. I'm not going to play his game. He'd love me to talk about, and I've already said something on court. He'd love that to be the discussion instead of what he's doing now. He's about to make a pick in the middle of an election, first time it's ever been done. First time in history it's ever been done.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is out of the hospital after being treated for COVID-19. The 58-year-old Republican was discharged from the hospital Saturday morning. Christie tweeting his thanks to the doctors and nurses who cared for him. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Many legal experts agree it's going to be difficult to find something from federal court judge Amy Coney Barrett's past that would derail her elevation to the U.S. Supreme Court. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Hiram Sasser, executive counsel at First Liberty, tells us Judge Barrett's record was scrutinized 3 years ago when many of the same senators approved her position for the Chicago-based Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals.
I'm sure there will be a spectacle that some people will try to create, but in reality, it really should be almost perfunctory. But they won't let that happen.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham of South Carolina expects the committee will clear her nomination by October 26th. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A focus group of Michigan voters gave its reaction to the VP debate. These voters supported Obama in 2012, but backed Trump in 2016. One of the respondents saying Biden's not going to make it 4 years, so Kamala Harris is going to be president, and I have zero trust she can be president, so I'm picking the lesser of two evils at this point, that being Donald Trump. In NBA Finals action, the Miami Heat forced a Game 6, beating the Los Angeles Lakers on Friday night, 111-108. Game 6 set for Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.